Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
mini shaitan rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rakbil Alameen, Rakman, Nirahim, Maniki Yomedin, Iyaka Naburwa, Iyaka Nastain. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim walidallin. Ameen.
O'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings forever be upon him, is the seal of the prophet and Allah's messenger and servant. We greet you with the world's greetings of peace. God's peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Subscribe Muhammad STEM School, and shared with us, Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad from LA, Los Angeles, California. And we thank him. Thank God for blessing him, and he shared his blessing with us. So, alhamdulillah. This is the 3rd of April, 2022, and it's on Sunday. And it is the sister's night to expound on or focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. We want to say welcome, though, to your blog talk radio show of the message of concern. And we know that the message of concern is the removal of all images from worship. The removal of all image from worship that portrays divine, whether it be racial images, crosses, statues, or what have you. All images. But we're mainly, yes, talking about the racial images because of the effect that it has on the minds of the world's children as well as others, adults. You know. So we're here to expound on that, and we're asking everyone to please participate. This is a family program where we discuss our concerns, and we love participation from the audience, the guests. We don't have a presenter tonight, but if it's God's will, we will have one later on in the week. And we attempt to, want to try to have one every week, once a week, during this month of Ramadan. And Ramadan Mubarak to all of the believers out there. Blessed Ramadan to those who don't understand Arabic. When I say Ramadan Mubarak, meaning happy Ramadan or blessed Ramadan. You know, like you say, Merry Christmas. You know, Happy New Year, something like that. It's in Arabic. Ramadan, Mubarak, the holy month. Holy month where we suffer from, suffer from being hungry, but it was on my mind, but it just came out. I didn't mean for that to come out. It's a whole month of 30 days that we fast from sun up to sundown. I think Brother Suja, yes, I remember hearing him speak on this yesterday evening on the Blog Talk Radio show, and he explained it. And I'll just reiterate a little bit. Whereas we fast from sunup to sundown. We get up in the morning before daybreak, I'll say, 5, something like that. We eat suhoor, which is a little breakfast, before we start our fast. And we do all this before daybreak. We eat a little breakfast. Nothing expensive, not a lot. Eat a poor man's breakfast. This is Allah's month for fasting. This is all for Allah, for fasting. We can give him at least 1 month out of the year, considering what he does for us, considering what Allah does for us, blesses us all year. So we should take this serious, the month of Ramadan. So we fast from sunup to sundown, and then we make our 5 daily prayers, and we read 1/30th of the Holy Quran. So you know that 30th is 1, that's the whole of the Quran. So we read 1/30th of it every day. Every day. You don't read the footnotes. You know, we try to learn at least one surah or some ayats, new ones. You know, one new surah we try to learn, memorize and learn and study, and we learn more ayats, inshallah. It's God's will, blesses us with our sound minds and the interest. We should have the interest and be serious about it, of learning the surah, and the ayats. So that's just obligation of ours, you know. And we owe it to Allah. We owe it to Allah and some. And fill up with water in the morning as suhoor, because that's one of the main things that happens in during Ramadan. You get thirsty, because you don't be eating and you can't drink. We don't want to have the problem of being dehydrated, all of the fluids going from our bodies. And sometimes you can be hospitalized for that if you get dehydrated, because your cells need liquid, you know, to keep them flourished and healthy. And it's a time of giving. It's a time of forgiveness. It's a time of blessings. The month of Ramadan is. And so this is what we do. You know, we're like during the so-called Christmas holidays, they say it's the time for Noel, you know, when everybody is so free and joy, got joy, you know, all day, and some things that you would not expect for different people to do any other time. They do these things on Christmas where they are giving and they are generous, you know, with gifts. We don't give gifts the whole month of Ramadan, but we have Eid festivities, capital E-I-D, Eid festivities at the end of the 30 days of Ramadan and fasting. When we have feasts, we give gifts, and the children mainly, different ones, friends as well. I didn't say just the children. I said, but it's the enjoyment and the festivity time and with the activities, you know, and the different decorations in the home, you know, to give them that special day for them. And they get their gifts. So sundown, we eat every day at sundown, and we call it after Maghrib, which is the fourth prayer of the day. And the sun usually is going down or has gone down at the end of the Megillah prayer. We call the prayer the notifying, you know, everybody that it's time for the fast to be broken, which is at Maghrib time. So we eat a date and we drink water, you know, a little cup of water, or we eat a piece of fruit, you know, in the water, something like that, and we go inside and make our Maghrib prayer. Thank Allah for blessing us to do good, inshallah, during the fasting day, during the day. And then we thank him for blessing us to fast during the day, and we thank him for blessing us to be able to break the fast at Eid time, you know. So the same one that bless us to do the fast, we thank him. We thank Allah, and we also thank him for blessing us to still be in existence and here on this planet to break the fast. It means we observe the fast successfully. Okay, and we don't eat a heavy, heavy meal to break the fast, because believe it or not, once you eat just a little bit, the fruit and the dates and the water, you really, your hunger or your thirst is satisfied. So you really don't feel like, a lot of us don't feel like eating, you know, anything after that, but we have to follow what we're supposed to do. We have to follow the reason, you know, and what's been, and what should I call it? Follow the not orders, but follow the protocol, you know, and what we're supposed to be doing, you know. So you have to go in and eat after the fast, after you break the fast. But they ask us not to eat so much. A lot of us act. Our master was called on that too, and said we have to stop feeding the people so much of iftar, you know, at Maghrib time, after the Maghrib time, because it's like a feast. It's like, a lot of us used to cook so much, and people would come, you know, from the neighborhood and come to the masjid and get plates and. And a lot of times we have a lot of plates left, too, when we would take it to feed the hungry, you know, different areas of the city. So and then some of us would take, you know, a plate or two home. So like we said, it's a time for giving and blessings. So it's a fun time all the way through. We enjoy each other learning. You know, we expound on what we learned, what we read, the 30th of the Quran during the day, you know. And before the program is over, I will try and let you know what I got out of the, well, it's the first surah, which is Al-Fatiha, and the second surah, which is Al-Baqarah. And Al-Baqarah is longer than the first surah, Al-Fatiha, but putting those two together for the first day is what we usually do, because Al-Fatiha is so short, okay? So there's 2/30ths, which we're supposed to read 2/30ths tomorrow, which is the second day. We read them together today, and then we just read Al-Baqarah tomorrow, or either we'll do three, you know, and we'll do, you know, and we go on like that. But we don't, some people, and it's okay that we've been told it's okay to go on and read ahead. There's nothing wrong with that, but then go back and read from the same day that you're supposed to read the surah that you is scheduled to be read on that day, like El Imran. So, they're supposed to be read on the third day. So, most likely, Allah. And you can't cheat. So, if you read ahead, you just have to, you'll be reading it twice, and that's a good thing, inshallah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, so, we can go and talk about what we got out of this particular reading, you know, today We have group readings on the conference, like conference calls. We have group readings, and we may have maybe about 5 or 6 people who will read about one section, you know, and they take turns reading, you know, sections. Just one section at a time, though, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 5 people, each person read a section. Okay, section 1, section 2, 3, section 4, section 5. And we, until we're done. I mean, it's quicker when you read with a lot of people, not a lot of people, but a minimum amount of people, like I said, 5 or 6, you know, and we get in the back of the Quran, though, there's some long surahs back here, back in the back. So maybe we have maybe about 8 people to read, and we'll get, everybody will get a chance to read in the Quran, the whole of the Quran at the end of Ramadan. So when there's that happiness and joy about it as well, we learn from each other. Let me see what I want to do now. I would really like to expound on this. Oh, and finish with the, I'm a little foggy right now, but this is my first day. Oh, that's, I don't want to throw that off on nobody else, but that's a tough day. It's been a tough day, you know, trying to, especially when it comes to water, because I'm a water drinker. But, okay, yeah, let me finish with the protocol here for the message of concern. And I gave you the meaning and what we about the message of concern. And the brothers have that mainly from 6 days a week. Well, no, they don't. They have it Saturday. Wednesday, Saturday, they come back on Wednesday and Thursday. Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, and let's see now. Sisters have it on Sunday and Tuesday. Oh, it's Monday is what I left out. Okay, it's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday and Saturdays, the brothers have the message of concern. The first hour, they do message of concern. Second hour, they do the business. And the show is from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the first, from 7 to 8 p.m., we talk about the message of concern. And then from 8 until 9 p.m., the brothers talk about business. Okay? And we learn a lot from that, too. Have a lot of interesting guests and presenters that come on to share a lot of things with us. Yeah. I go over that sometimes myself and think of the presenters that we've had. We've had the brother talking about the robot. I call him Doctor. Talking about, you know, the robots. Because we all know that robots is a big thing nowadays. They're going to be taking a lot of our positions as far as our jobs away from us. They're going to use robots instead. And just giving us something to think about. I don't know how soon, but it's coming. You know, it's coming. Then we have poets, and then we have people, business people talking about credit unions. We've had that. And different businesses like real estate, see what else, businesses, just different businesses, you know, and entrepreneurs, you know, come online, teachers, professors, scientists, you know, to come on and talk to us, share with us. Different things we can do to keep us occupied and positive and keep our minds nourished. you know, let our gray matters and part of our gray matter of our brain, the part of our brain that's responsible for our thinking ability, we don't let that go numb on us and dead on us. And we pray, every time we pray, for Allah to bless us with our sound minds. Pray Allah to bless us with our sound minds. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Because that's necessary, but you have to keep it nourished by keeping it busy and feeding it as well. It needs to be fed as well, the mind does, you know, the gray matter. So we have to do that. Allah blessed us with that. So we have to be thankful and grateful and utilize it to the best of our ability. And then from that, we can study different things and learn different things and help it to stay nourished, help our minds and gray matter to stay nourished. So, okay, with that, I will say that's what the brothers are responsible for doing. And they have some good conversations, too. I just like to hear them sometimes, listen to them bounce things back and forth. But the sisters do, too. The sisters have good conversations. We just have to get more sisters on. And when I see the board with more sisters on besides myself, I'm enlightened. You know, it's an incentive to for that, for me to see that, because it lets me know that I'm going to learn something from somebody that's on this line tonight. They may learn something from me, and I'm definitely going to learn something from them, you know, inshallah. So that's the way it is. We can't hold it and keep it to ourselves. We got to share what Allah blesses us with. We pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of our true religion and our lives so that we can function properly in the way God wants us, the way Allah wants us to function, you know, because we can't do it in any way except for by His will. I am so sorry. My husband said he didn't know the window was up, and he started to just saw these sawing some wood or something out there, and it just drowned me out, so I had to put myself on mute and ask him to please, not now, you know, so on and all. I apologize for the disturbance, because I know if it hit you the way it hit me, it was really like a shock. I didn't realize it was going to be so loud like that, the saw he had. But anyway, we took care of the brothers. Yeah, so we're just doing what Allah wants us to do. We want Allah to about the COVID. Well, believe it or not, it's back. Everybody thinks that we've been asked to take our masks off and all this sort of thing, but over in China, and they're running scared because it's flared back up again. It's back up again. It's come back. So I never did stop taking off my mask anyway. I always kept my mask on. So, and the children, too. I guess they'd be back out of school again. They're the ones that I really, really feel bad for. Because they're in and out of school, and it's cheating them. from them learning and maybe putting some of them behind, you know, in their classes because of not being able to get into the schools or go to schools, you know, especially when they have them to learn at home on the computers and all. So it's really not doing them justice, not doing them justice at all. Okay. So I can't find that. Okay, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to read this part of the Quran. I might as well go on and do it and get it over with. I'm going to read a part of the Quran that we had. Well, all of you know, most of you know about Al-Fatiha and how short it is. It's the prayer, the opening prayer that you hear me say when I come on to open up the program. I'll say the Al-Fatiha. It's the first surah. It's a very, very short surah, but it's the opening of the Quran. Okay, the beginning of the Quran. It's only got seven ayats. Oh, seven verses for those that may be on the board that don't speak Arabic. They don't speak Arabic. So for English, it's verses. You know, seven verses. And for Arabic, it's seven. Oh, my goodness. Ayats. Seven ayats. Okay, and the second surah for today is Al-Baqarah, and Al-Baqarah to me is, let's pick out, if any other Muslim comes on, a believer comes on and want to read a section of today's reading, even if it's only one ayat or two ayats, if it's really sitting on your mind and you feel that's one that would be good for the audience to hear, that particular ayat or verse, you know, or two, then please do feel free to push one on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue and you can read it. Yeah. Okay. I'll do this with section two and I'll read section two of Al-Baqarah. And it says, well, no, I won't read 62. I'll just start off from the beginning of Al-Baqarah, Surah 2. And the Al-Baqarah is the Arabic, and the Hefa is the English. And it says, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Aleph, Lam, Mim. Okay, this is the book. In it is God and sure without, Audhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aleph Lam Mim. This is the book. In it is guidance sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee and sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them, whether thou warn them, or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts, and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Just read the first part of it. If anybody else would like to come on and you know, afterwards or speaking, I see Sister Quran I'm laying them, Sister Karan. Let's see who. Okay. And if you want to come on and say something, just push the one on your telephone receiver and say something about Ramadan. Feel free to step in. Okay, I think that's all. Oh, I don't want to lose my page. Okay, there. If you want to step in and say anything, then just feel free, like I just mentioned. And I want to get this from my cell phone and bring it to your attention on what's going on with the COVID. It's bad. Which is not good. I don't think I would have wanted to even know right now. iPhone does what it feels like when it feels like. May not be able to do it then. Got so much on here. Okay, well, I can't take up too much time with this anyway. The greetings and of the acknowledging Ramadan and sending your blessings and everything. So nice. Really nice. Well, all over the country, all the states, people that know you. Of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health by Brother Henry S. Muhammad. So, I'm going to read that. I'm going to come back to my page. But I'm hoping I can find it now. You know, it's got to be something worthwhile, right? For me to try to take up this time to try to find it so I can read it to you. Okay. Forget it. Maybe when Akbar comes in and he sits in for me for a minute or two, I can be able to turn to it and I can read it to you and explain it to you. If anybody else has anything to say, Karan, if you would like to say something too, could you just, you know what to do, push the one on your phone receiver, and that way you can be brought in. To be brought into the cube, and you can say something, whatever it is you would like to say. Oh boy, I can't find what I'm looking for, and I had it. I guess I let it stay up on the phone too long, and it just went away. Oh my! But now I can't find it. Okay, they have a lot of, I'll just read these right here about Ramadan. Some of the information that's been sent. It says, they ask me, what have you prepared for Ramadan? I tell them, a heart that yearns for a deeper connection with Allah, a soul that craves His love and mercy, eyes that shed tears of guilt and regret, a body that's weary yet ready to submit. I am here, my Lord. Bring forth Ramadan, for verily I am truly in need of whatever good that you bestow on me. I thought that was nice. These sisters have been so nice sending their information and greetings, and their greetings, and so enjoyable hearing and reading them. It really is so enjoyable. And the sisters really go all out sending you stuff, too. They really do. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm looking for that information the sister sent me. I really wanted to read this off. I really did. Well, I'm sure we make a plan a lot, makes a plan a lot, the best of planners. Now, it's not ready for me to read this off yet. It's not ready. Anybody have anything you want to say to us? Or you want to wait? Anything you want to say to us, Akbar? You got anything you want to say to us, or you want to wait? Okay, you're on the way. Okay. I was trying to find that paper that I wanted to read to them. Where you going? I thought you were ready. Not yet? Okay. Oh, well. Okay, looks like here's Quran. She's going to say something. I got to find this paper because I really want to read it to everybody. She's trying to click it in. It won't even open up. Ron, I'm trying to get you in. I see what you have indicated. You want to say something. It looks like it's locked. This page isn't responding. Blog Talk Radio Studio. Wait. Oh, my goodness. It would start this. It's the sign that popped up and said that it's not responding. And when it does that, it usually goes on and responds in a minute, but it looks like it's on hold. Like it popped up again. Oh, my. Oh, my. We're going to have trouble, look like.
Oh, I'm here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, you're in.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I heard.
I'm pushing on this thing on the mic to turn the mic on, and I can't get it to come on, but you're in anyway. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's go on.
Yes, I heard when it said unmuted, so that's like I heard you was having some problems, but then I heard it said unmuted. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, and now it's blank. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Go ahead on and talk then, sister.
Well, I want to give the greeting. Ramadan Mubarak. That's why I want to give the greetings to the believers. Ramadan Mubarak. And I do want to say one thing. I was wondering how is our children, you know, how they are interested in, you know, in church and Christianity, you know, like that. I questioned a young man, and I asked him, what was it that he liked about Christianity? And he told me it was the, how you say that word, Shuja, the origin, how you say that? The beginning. Yeah, anyway, the origin. Yeah, he's so smart. Yeah, he said, yeah. And I asked him, what did that mean? And he said the beginning, and that's what it is. And so that means that the beginning, like he said, they told about the beginning of Adam and Eve and Moses and you know, and Noah. That's what he liked, the allegories, the stories. That's what's capturing him, the stories. And then he said the beginning, like it tells the history. Like now, if we talk to our children, they don't know our history. They don't even know their history. They don't even know the beginning, how we in America became Muslim. The majority of them. I'm not saying the ones that Sister Clara Muhammad School, they probably was, but I'm talking to Shuja, you know, because he act like he can't understand what I'm saying. But that's what I was saying, and that's what he was. But I'm just listening to what the child told me, you know.
Right.
That's what the child told me at the beginning. And I said, oh, so that's what we have to do. But I told him, I said, you know that Muslims believe in those stories too, you know, like that. He said, I know.
Yeah.
I said, he said he know like that. I said, alhamdulillah. So that's what it is. And then thing about it is, I guess, you know, here in Louisiana, we don't have a place. We don't have a place that they're teaching Islam. And that's the problem right there. If you don't have a place to go, then the children. And I can understand. And I understand that clearly, because when I came down here, it was the same as for I. But I had to be around some Muslims. So I started just sitting in at the Nation of Islam, just sitting there. Every Sunday I go there, you know, and just sit there and listen to their teaching. At least I was around some Muslims, alhamdulillah. I heard a teaching imam said, he said, it's best to be around bad Muslims than to be around no Muslims at all. I heard him say it. I ain't lying. I know it. It was confusing. Maybe he was saying that it's best to be, but you have to be around Muslims. When you go, you have to be around Muslims. But he was saying, that's what he said. I'm telling you, I heard him say that. I know what I heard with my ears. Maybe I misunderstood. I didn't hear all of it. But maybe I didn't hear all of it. So I ain't say that to nobody. I'll just say, but that's what I heard. But anyway, alhamdulillah. So that's what we need to do. We need to have we just started a place for our children. Start teaching them Islam, alhamdulillah. Shuja, I want to say I have something to say. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, wa alaykum as-salam.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Shuja.
Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak. Praise be to Allah. We into the fast now.
Oh, yes,
praise
we are.
Yes, ma'am.
First,
I'm a
first
day of with Allah's name. Huh?
I said his first day is kind of stubborn for me, but I have to fight.
I understand. as I told Quran, I said, get in there. Let me help sister Dyer.
I'm glad I'm the one told her to call you.
I told her, I got something to say. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so, that's cool. She's been on a long time. Yeah, I saw her on there. She just didn't want to sit down. I said, well, everybody want to listen today. That's okay. I'll just stumble through this. And maybe I'll get that arc in a minute, but I'm glad you all came on. Thank you.
We ain't going to let you struggle by yourself. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to say Ramadan Mubarak and the fast came off real good, you know. Praise be to Allah. And for some reason I'm not hungry, and it's almost time. What time it is? It's something. It's almost time. Yes, ma'am. It's almost time. So you know, praise be to Allah. We come on, let me cook.
We can't let
I'm telling a joke, so I don't lie.
Quran, he's on you tonight, huh? He's on you, Quran.
Alhamdulillah. So we got a chance to go by the halal place and pick up food, the halal food, and go by the grocery market and got a whole lot of fruit. And we got a big jar of honey and big jar of olive oil. We want to take that olive oil and that honey, teaspoon olive oil and the tablespoon of honey. You know, because you got to keep that energy going, and everything is moving smooth. You know, so praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah. We got to try to slowly cook some of this food up. Alhamdulillah. So it's a beautiful time. For most
it people. Is.
And really, it's a beautiful time for the world, because what we're doing, we're setting the world straight. They don't have to follow our lead, nah. They gonna have to follow our lead, and we're not gonna put nothing on the society that gonna kill them, make them sick. You know, it can get so ugly that God Himself send a plague or chastisement on the society. Because I truly believe this COVID virus, I thank God for the chastisement on the whole world. You know, on the whole world. The whole world is have this year virus. You know.
Yeah.
And nobody is saying that they got a definite cure. You know,
mm-hmm.
Nobody. Yeah. But it's still going on. It slows up, then it takes right back off.
Yeah,
it takes right back.
Exactly.
Off. Yeah. So this is the work God is working. You know, it's so much that God gonna take. It's so much that he's gonna take, and you know these people that bringing this lie to the world that God got a son, they are real sneaky. They're trying to come back in.
Yes, they are.
You know, after all this here, they kind of sneak back in with the same old mess, like they didn't have nothing. They not grown. You know, we're not wrong. We are right.
Right.
You know,
that's
and they
right.
know that they are wrong. It's two left shoes. That God don't have no son.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not God. You know, I don't see where they love their children. I don't see where they love their parents. I see where they trying to challenge God. That's, they kind of take God on.
Yep.
That's what I do.
See.
Yeah, they kind of take God on, and they ain't got no kind of win. You know, so the thing that we are saying, you know, is right on time. You know, we are struggling, even though we are fasting. We're still trying to give them the truth. Trying to give them the truth. It's up to them whether or not they accept the truth or reject the truth. But at least,
that's right.
You know, we haven't stopped. We're still working on it, you know. And we asking for them to open their mind up, study their own scriptures, Jesus is clearly saying that he's not God. Jesus said, the only man called him good. He's the only one who's good, and that's God. You know? And he said the greatest commandment out of all the commandments, the greatest one out of all the commandments, it got 10 of them. He said the greatest one is love God with all your heart, all your mind, soul,
your soul. Yeah.
and strength, mm-hmm. and God is one. That's what Jesus
yep.
said. And Jesus
That's
said,
Jesus.
Told his disciples, he said, watch me while I pray. You know, it would have been amazing if he got down and started praying to himself. He said, watch me while I pray. You know, he said, our Father.
Yep.
Our Father. You know, he didn't say, he made it clear, our Father. And he said, who art in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these people, they know the truth. And I think that's the reason the Quran says, don't stress yourself over them.
Yes.
So they know the truth like they know their own son. They know the truth, you know. And but now we know these people is our family. This is our families that we're dealing with, you know. And we're trying to do everything that we can to save them. So God
yeah.
said the worst thing that you can commit is setting up partners with him. It's saying
That's
that
right.
there's another God, you know. They're saying that there's three gods. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And all of them is equal, you know. And it's so easy to prove, disprove that lie.
Sure
it's so
is.
Easy. It's so easy. And when they talk, they are trying to explain to us something that's false. They're trying to explain to you. They don't clarify something that they can't clarify. It's amazing.
People
try to explain and try to get an attitude. They try to the attitude that we should have. They try to get the attitude. They playing all these roles and playing all these games, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But God said, don't lighten up. He don't want us to stop. Hey, look, could you get that fire up on the nose? And he don't want us to stop, you know. He want us to keep going.
Right.
He don't want us to stop, you know. Praise be to Allah. So we gonna keep on and alhamdulillah. We just gotta assist each other. Everybody got something that they see, you know. And we bring that on, cause God is blessing all of us and every time we talk we got something else to say. And we gonna say what God blessed us with, you know, and we gonna use the truth, you know. Even Jesus said that the truth is that which is gonna set you free. So that's what we gonna use. So we came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi barakatuh, Brother Suja. Thank you so much. I understood clearly what you were saying. So true. I agree with you. Yeah. I was thinking of what Quran has said too, when she said the children, she's talking to the children, she asked them what was it that they found interesting, something about the history or whatever, and somebody said the beginning, or what did they like about Christianity, or where they were worshiping, and they said they liked the beginning of it, and I understood that to be like their Sunday school teachings. And when they said they liked the beginning of it, in the Sunday school teaching, they would tell them stories, biblical stories, you know, and they even got little books too that they have biblical stories for the children to read and everything. So and they do make them exciting. I guess they feel they have to make them exciting in order to keep
keep them interested in reading the books or paying attention to what they're saying. So, and that's, I can understand what when the little, when a child responded like that, like from the beginning. They like the beginning.
Alhamdulillah. Because have you remember, Daya, we was raised up on it. I mean, like, we used to hear those stories all the time, you know? And
yeah.
It was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
And have you noticed they don't have those stories out no more? They used to have them all up in the stores and the general dollar stores and the little, you know, they have them like in a little book form. And and now I was looking for one at one time, and I don't see them anymore in the stores.
I haven't come to think about it, I haven't either. I haven't seen any either. They used to even have them in the, every now and then I think, though, in the book club or something like that, they may have little books. They have a little series, little small book series, maybe about six or seven of them. You get them as a series. Some things in the Bible, making it exciting for the children. They got them. He said they got them in Walmart. Yeah, I do remember. But I want to get some, find out what the children's books were like with Sister, what is her name? She talked like Sister Valerie on the Lifeline. Is her name a Madeline? What is her name? Oh, I forget it. Huh? But anyway, I told, mentioned to her that I was wanted to get some of the children's books, buy some of them from her that she wrote and everything. Quite a few of them. Well, time to eat.
Alhamdulillah. Well, what I want to see is Sister Daya. I want to see the new line they got out. You know, because you know, like I was reading one of those books before. I mean, I was listening on YouTube. And it seemed like they told something altogether different. I said, I just want to see the new lie that they putting out now. Alhamdulillah.
So it would be good to see some of the new books they got going on, huh, for the children. See what
And you know one, this I want to say one thing before I forget, because, you know, I be forgetting things. But I said one thing I still can't understand. All the times that I was hearing the story of Moses, and they never said that when they crossed the sea, there was other people there, and they saw them with statues. Until I read in the Holy Quran, I said, I wonder why that. And then remember, they said they went back into disbelief. That means that they went back into worshiping statues. That means they was worshiping statues all the time before they got under Pharaoh.
Right.
And I said, wow, because I was always wondering why some of the Jews act this way and some of them was acting, I mean, they supposed to be, you know, as so righteous. Why is it some of them act like they the devil themselves? And did I see why? See, and they said Jews, and see, sometimes we get mixed up. A Jew is not, like they say, it's not a nationality. It's a religion. Did I say that right? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I said, and that's what people, that's a lot of times we don't understand, because I never looked at it like that, really. I looked at it as Jews, and all of them, you know, they were just a group of people they called Jews. I never did looked into the real detail of it like that. So, alhamdulillah, they never let that be known that they was worshiping statues at the time.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't, I never, when I was growing up, I didn't hear about that, Jews worshiping statues. Never did. But the Hebrew, their language is Hebrew. So they're, I'm just trying to fit in. Okay, well, the Muslim language is Arabia, or Arabic, like originally. So the Jews' language was Hebrew. And, okay, you said you were trying to see if, trying to think that if Jewish was their religion, right?
No. What I was saying is that I found out that in the story that they was telling, the story about Moses, and then when they crossed the sea, they never really say that. They never say the spirit. There was other people over there, and that's how they start back worshiping the cowl and the statues when Moses went into the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, you know, like that. When he did that, and then when he came back, he saw that they had went back into disbelief. But they never tell the story. I never heard the story where there was people already over there when they saw, and they saw that they was worshiping statues, and that's what they wanted to do. And then they went back. See, the key word is that they went back. So that means that they was there. They had worshiped statues before.
Moses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He didn't go into the wilderness all the days.
Oh, wait. Well, Shujah saying something. Here's Shujah. He said I said something wrong. Here's Shujah. Correct me.
No, I'm just saying that Moses didn't go in the wilderness for no 40 days and 40 nights. That's 80 days. He went and got up in the mountain and got some pillars.
The law of
Mount Sinai.
And he left his brother there with them.
Aaron.
And they
right.
He left Aaron there with them. And during the time he was gone, they put together those statues. But Aaron didn't go along with
them. That's right. All the jewelry. The gold that the people had, he melted it down and made it a golden cow. Because,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's I remember that. I remember that.
Alhamdulillah. So it wasn't no 40 days and 40 nights. I just want to clear that up.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights. I remember that when they were talking about it raining 40 days and 40 nights without stopping. But I don't remember that he went up there for 40 days and 40 nights. I remember he went to Mount Sinai.
Yeah,
where did that 40 days and 40 nights come from then? Somebody did something 40 days, 40 nights.
They said they was in the wilderness.
Yeah. Something about raining 40 days and 40 nights without stopping. The flood came or something like that.
Yeah, and they wonder. Yeah, they wonder.
Yeah. I'm doing
Yeah. And I never heard about the part when you said that you said there was no people on the other side. What when they did what?
No. When they crossed the water, they saw other people there worshiping beautiful statues, and they wanted to, and they turned to Moses and tell him, can we do that? That's what they want to do. And then it says the Holy Quran, but I ain't exactly what he was saying. But he was saying that you want something. Better than, basically says, you want something better than Almighty God or Allah, you know, like that. But it's in the Holy Quran. I'll read it. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. Alhamdulillah. Because I was reading it. And then he said that, Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to see that myself, read where that is. I didn't remember reading it like that at all. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you can read stuff and you don't understand it like somebody else. You can't connect it like somebody else. So maybe I haven't been able to connect that. I don't even remember the part or know how it came about with when on the other side. You mean when they parted the Red Sea and drowned?
When they crossed the sea and got on land. And when they got on land, there was people already there. See, in the story, when I'm growing up, they used to tell the story like they was the only one there, but it wasn't. There was other people there, and they saw the people that was there also.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah, they saw him there, yeah.
And they want Aaron to build up statues like theirs.
Right, uh-huh.
Just like theirs.
Yeah, but they show where they turned to Moses and asked Moses, Musa came and asked Musa, Prophet Musa, if they would like to have something just like that. Beautiful statues,
okay.
That's what they said. Alhamdulillah. We get ready to make Salat. We're going to get back on. We're going to make Salat right now. Break
that.
Yeah, I'm
myself. Yeah.
Like I'm a home.
We're going to take a break. Oh, shoot. Well, what did I do? Let me sit here.
Assalamualaikum.
Yeah, assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we broke our fast. If you all want to go break the fast, we hold it down.
Okay. That'll be good. Because I was going to let Akbar go on and his, and then I was going to...
Well, you all going to break the fast. We'll hold it down until you get back.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Suja. I appreciate that.
Alhamdulillah.
Let me go on now. We have a... I don't see nobody else's hand up here in the Bible. Yours. And,
okay. With the Lord's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, we like to testify and bear witness about one God, about the one Creator. And we bear witness and testify that God sent us a human being. He didn't send us Superman. If God had sent us Superman, we have a charge against God. I know God ain't going to let that happen. We tell the God, yeah, I saw that man that you sent, Superman, but he was too tough for us. We couldn't follow him. Listen, God said that if the earth was populated with angels, he would have had to send us an angel as a messenger. He said that the earth is populated with human beings. So he sent us a human messenger. Christ Jesus was a human being. You say, yeah, but he didn't have a father. Well, Adam didn't have a mother or a father. God is God. God said that if he had wanted a son, he owns everything. And if he need anything, all he had to say is be, and it'll come into existence. That's God. You know? God is all powerful. But see, we want God to be a devil. God can do anything. Yeah, God can do anything, but God don't lie. He can do anything. See, they want to play with God, but they playing with the wrong one. They're playing with the wrong one, trying to play with God. God got some fire for them. And that fire is so terrible, even as I don't even want them to experience that. That hell is terrible that God say that he got for the rejecters of faith, for the disbelievers. You see? I think a whole lot of people's is it's changing. You can't believe what that television is saying. You can't believe when they show you T.D. Jakes got a crowd. All these other pastors, you know, their churches is full. And that's saying to you that the lie is okay, or that it's not a lie. It's the truth, that he do have a son. That's Satan's whole thing, is deception. He tricked the first man and the first woman. That's what he do, play games and tricks. Don't let Satan fool you, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to my Christian brothers and sisters. Don't let Satan fool you. Worship God with all your heart and soul and mind and everything. Give your whole self to God. I have seen real Christians. I know some real Christians. And I know that they believe in God. That's what our book say. So the nearest to the Muslim is the Christian. So they're true believers. And that when they hear the truth, they first of all, they know it's the truth. And tears come to their eyes. And God say he going to give them a reward, and they going to get their reward, and they going to get their share in the paradise. That's what the Quran said, our book, the last revelation. That's what it says. God said in the Quran that those that follow Jesus, the real Jesus, that God's gonna make them superior. Our prophet said that if anyone, that it's our obligation to protect the house of worship of the Christian. When our prophet was going through what he went through, the one that came to the aid of the Muslim was Christian. That's right. So we know who the Christian are. We know the truth. See, the only thing is that we stand up on the truth. Even if it's against ourselves, we're going to stand tall. We ain't just looking for friendship and go along with and turn a blind eye on Satan. Satan is seriously out to get you. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. He had a reason for saying that. Jesus threw the money changers out of the house of worship, a house of worship. He threw out the money changers. Jesus wasn't no joke. We know who Jesus is. You can't bring us a false Jesus. We as Muslims, we're fighting every day against that lie. Every day. Every day we're fighting against that lie. Because we know that the Christian that's sincere is true believer. We know that. They're true believers. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We just living today, we living in the world that was created out of this lie. And we got to get rid of it. We see what it's producing. We see that it's not going to be successful. The Bible, you may say, they're going when you got all this images and all this other stuff in this society, you're going to have walls and a phone wall right after each other. That's what all they're talking about is wall, wall, wall. You miss the cowboys and the Indians. They came in with that. They destroyed the Indians. They dropped a bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Warmongers. And look at the Vikings. Warmongers. Warmongers. We are seeking peace. The Muslim is seeking peace. They kind of make us, they kind of make the Muslim look like they warmonger. they kind of switch it up on us. Same old game. Same old falsehood. If you want to go for that, that's your business. We can't stop it. But we as Muslims, we believe in peace. It's a corrupt Christian is the one that don't want us to even exist. They don't even want the Muslims to exist. Well, we have some Christians act like they don't know nothing about the Quran. Act like they don't know nothing about Prophet Muhammad. And some of them don't know. And you talking about we the troublemakers? Are we the warmongers? No, brothers and sisters, you got to look at that thing. You got to study that and look at that right. You know, we're trying to make peace. If we can stop this, we already done won. God already told us we done won. I'm gonna clear that up. We already successful. You know, in removing racial images out of worship that betray God. We already successful. We just carrying it through. God already told us that we are successful. We just going through the process. That's all. We just going through the process. In our religion, in Islam, it said there should be no compulsory. There should be no force. In Christianity, it said whoever will, let him come. Same thing. We're not here to try to make everybody Muslim. Plus, we don't make Muslims. It's God that's the one that makes Muslims. Each individual is responsible for their action. And in Islam, we don't have no priesthood. We don't have to go and pray to some man. We pray to God. We confess to God. We ask God for mercy. And forgiveness. No man. You see how Satan got all up into that religion? All up into Christianity? Satan done got up in there. But you have a group of Christians that call it a Unitarian. They practice the religion the same way we practice. The Unitarian. They don't believe in no that Jesus is God or the Son of God. They don't, you know, they don't eat pork and say that when Jesus came, is the law changed and now they can eat pork. They can eat some pork chops. that's a joke. Jesus said that he didn't come to change the law. Jesus said in your Bible that he came to fulfill the law. Not change the law of the prophet or those that were both before him. He didn't come to change nothing. Now, how could you justify that? There is no justification. You can tell that to people that's ignorant. You can justify that with ignorant people, people that is dead mentally. But you can't justify that to believers. You can't justify that to a person that believes in God. You can forget it. And you know you can't justify it to God. And you can't justify it to yourself. So when you go before God, you're going to go alone. Nobody died for your sin. And you're going to find that out. Jesus himself have to go before God. Jesus himself is going to be judged. The Quran said Jesus, I said, God asked Jesus, did you teach the people to worship you instead of worshiping me? He said, never did I say such a thing. And if I had said it, you would have known it. They are your servants. All those lies. This obvious lie. And now we got technology. That we can, all them lies been taken. Everything you say, we can play it over. Oh, you're in trouble. Satan is in trouble. He can't get away with a lie. So I'm telling you, get off of that ship. You're on the wrong ship. Don't go down with the ship. You got a chance. All you true believers, Christians, true believers, if you really believe in God, you want to save your children, your parents and things like that, come into the true worship of worshiping only one God. There's only one God. You don't have to leave your religion.
Right.
There's plenty information in the Bible that you can bear witness to what I'm saying. Pray to God. You don't pray to Jesus. You don't bear witness of Jesus. Jesus said in John, the fifth chapter, the 31st verse, he said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. But I bear witness of he that sent me.
All right,
Akbar, we're gonna turn it back over to you. Praise be to Allah.
I hate to take you up. Yeah. You smoking, boy.
With that
kind of mess, if the world don't change, God sure burn it up. Alhamdulillah.
That's right.
I like the
Yeah.
That's right. Umalay say to Allah, David, Bilal Rahman al Rahim. We only been winning, we testify there's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah, and his last prophet. So that means there's no more prophet to come. Christ Jesus said that this one would come after him, and he had to get out of here. But they, look how they let him get out of here on a lie. Huh? On a lie, they nailed him to the cross. So we bear witness to the truth that there ain't but one God, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. We bear witness, and we thank Allah for this blessed moment, the blessed time right now that we in the month of Ramadan. We'll be fasting 29 to 30 days. Will we sustain from food? We sustain for all the good things that Allah allows to have, even our wives. So we thank Allah.
Until the night.
Until the night, until the sun go down. This is to put bliss, discipline in us. So we thank Allah for this blessed moment, this Black Talk radio station coming out of California under Hameen Muhammad, and sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. So we are on the road. Like Sue Josh said, we winning. And we ain't afraid over nobody. We love everybody that wants to do right. But if you choose to do wrong, after you know the truth and the truth is good for you, you reject it. The only thing we can do, get out of the way. Because if we try to stop you, we're going to get the same thing that you're going to get. So the only thing we can do, get out of the way. Allah say he knows who's real and who is playing games. So we're here to let you know that this is a Block Talk radio station, and we're here to bring about what the God lost, and that's the one God. They start putting more than one God in the garden, and the garden got lost by snaky people who had an opportunity to do so. They didn't have to do that, but they had the opportunity to see what would happen if they lied to God's creation. And they seen what they did. But we hear the rejected and despised, as the scripture said, going to be the leaders. We are the leader people back to the oneness of God. Yesterday, Saturday, I had an opportunity, me and the young brother went down to Monroe County. This county is the county where they killed five people, hung four of them for nothing. Because they were African American getting out of jail, being in the army, just got out the army and going home. And the police didn't like the way that the African American talked because he just left the war. And so they locked him up. But then they planned to kill him. So his wife and his brother and one of his friends come to pick him up. And mind you, his wife was pregnant. They got on this called Bay Bridge. When they got right there by that bridge, they surrounded the car. They threw them out the car. They shot them, each one of them, 96 times or better. Then they took the baby and cut it out of the woman and threw his in the water. Then they threw all their body in the water. And when they recovered the body, they found no water in their lungs, so that tells them they was killed on the outside. And the people know who did it. They did nothing that we can see. So we go down there twice a year, and with the march and with the and the bridge and get there and protest, asking for justice. mind you, the police led us there, three cars of police, led us there, stayed there with us. And praise be to Allah, all the people spoke, and they let us spoke last. And praise be to Allah, we said about the same, we didn't have, but, you know, I cut mine 2 minutes, and the young man, he talked about 3 minutes. But they loved what we had to say, because we were speaking on the nature. The nature of the human being is to care for each other. Jesus, Prophet Jesus, was a man of good nature. Ain't no man of good nature would kill another person because that person don't look like it. Huh? God is the creator of all of it. Nobody, I told him, nobody here picked their eye, nose, and what color and what ethnic group they going to come in. God did that. To test us and see which one worthy of the great reward, and when I'm saying great reward, the paradise to come, or the hellfire that we can earn. Because no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. Nobody. Those people that killed those four people, they ain't leaving here without getting God's judgment. God has already made that clear. He is the revenger. He's going to revenge. If you don't do it, he don't want you to have no revenge. He will do this. He will do, and as Muslim, I told him I'm a Muslim. I believe that. And Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will. So I believe God's going to do his, what he said, because Jesus submitted his will to do the will of God, and that's what my label means, to submit my will to do the will of God. And that's why I'm here. I want to see all human beings come together and be one. And first, we got to realize that we're human beings. How do we realize we're human beings? Reflect that we all come from Adam. We all come from one source, Adam, the first man, and Eve, the first one, first female. We all come from female. We didn't fall out no tree. And God has said in the Holy Quran, our book, the best one of us is one who obeyed God the best. Then God says in the Bible, you reap what you sow. In other words, you do good, you're going to receive and reach good. But you reap wrong, then wrong is going to punish you. Huh? You can't get good doing wrong. You can't do wrong and get good from God. So they love that, you know. So we said, we told them that image, God gave us 10 commandments. If you neglect the first commandment of the 10 commandments, all the other commandments gonna fall down, because they line up right. Worship God. Worship God in spirit and truth. Don't make no image of God. So if you break them first, that first image, that first law, all the other laws gonna fall apart. Because if you make something other than God, you're gonna become a pagan. And what do a pagan do? Anything that he come to his mind. If he want to be a woman one day, he's a man. Anything come to his mind. If he want to steal, he want to take from somebody, anything come to his mind, because he's a pagan. He think he better than somebody else, because he got a gun in his hand, got the law working with him. It's no good law working with him. He's a pagan. Huh? So good people come together and do what good people do. That's why I'm coming in to work with good people, my Christian brothers. And my book said whether we be a Muslim or Christian, our reward is with God. So they love that. They love that. And they thank me. I met some important people. They said they're going to come on this show. And they then I got a call today and let me know they will have another speaking engagement for us downtown in the park. they'll let me know. So all praise is due to Allah. It don't do to nobody but Allah. All praise is due to Allah. So we're going to keep working on this image. And like this y'all said, the devil is mad. He's on the run. And he want to make war. He want to make keep your mind on what he wants you to do, put it on war. Talking about how they found a street full of people shot in the head with their hands tied back in Ukraine.
Russian shot them.
They said the Russians shot them. Now how can the world tolerate those kind of people? And then they're going to say, well, Russia is more worse than the Taliban. And the Taliban were nobody but some of them dressed up in Arab tie. They weren't no Muslim. Ain't no Muslim is one who love peace, practice love and kindness to everybody and everything in creation. So that's not no Muslim. But like I say, everything they said, they are. They call you the terrorist, mean they the terrorist. They call you a problem maker, then they the problem maker. Ain't no when you write the word terror down and you want to add some pictures with that, it, the Caucasian Christian is number one with the most terrorist person you can meet. And you see it every night on this. Look at the internet, how many police have shot innocent people in the back, especially African Americans, for nothing. So they the biggest terror. We went to no country and stole no Caucasian and brought them to America and beat them and raped them and took their name and culture away from them. We ain't did nothing like that. You gonna call us a terrorist? That's a terrorist I described. Huh? Just like the word nigger. The word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. You show me somebody more dirty, low down, and foul than the people that brought us in and worked us 400 years and took away our language, our culture, and treated us like animals and raised us up like dumb brutes. You show me somebody that describe a nigger. I describe the worshipers of the master nigger who I did got described in there. So we say we're here to change all that. We're here to make the human being one family, one human family, and take away the idea your color make you better than me. No, your work. Jesus said you got to judge a man by his work, not your color. And I can understand how we get it mixed up. When you see the Ku Klux Klan, and when they got on their Ku Klux Klan outfit, they have on a white sheet. Oh, it's white. They have on a white king pointed hat on their head. And they call themselves the Ku Klux Klan. And now I want to ask you, is the sheet they got on white, or they skin whiter than the sheet they got on? Which one it is? So we are the brain class to the lie that's been spread and given to us and shared all over the world. So we know we can do, we can remove, we can make people see that we're supposed to be one, and we are not. We're divided, and we're divided because one person, one greedy, evil person. And we said the scripture called this greedy, evil person a devil. And the devil is over all of us, putting people together against each other on color, economics, social status, and everything else, general location. Because they give you a zip code so they know where you stand. They run the zip. That's why they come out with these zip codes to keep the tell where you at, where we at. And we got a high crime neighborhood. Who made it high crime neighborhood? We didn't do it. So we got to be wise. And we want to tell our Christian brothers that Satan don't care nothing about it. Them or us. Satan's job is to destroy and to make evil seem fair but he can destroy and make you continue to destroy what you're supposed to be. So we're here with the truth tonight. There's only one God, and God is one who lives and don't die. And we thank Allah for this talk radio station, and I thank my God, Allah, my wife allowed me to close out and serve for that few minutes, and I thank Brother Sujar and Sister Karan for stepping up to the plate while we broke our fast. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you in this Ramadan. Let's keep going forward and not looking back and go forward. So I'd like to close with a prayer. Now I'd like to close with a prayer. Allahu Samad Lamulat Wa Lamula Wa Lamula Ku Kufu Wala Ahat. I mean.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank everyone for coming on. And tomorrow I'll be more prepared than I was tonight because I want to read to you about my husband. Yeah. got me going down swinging today, though. So I want to read to you the 10 days, first 10 days, second 10 days, and the third 10 days. So we'll do this tomorrow, inshallah. Do this tomorrow. So we can still stay on Ramadan. Get some information about Ramadan. And thank you for coming. And be blessed and be safe. And we love you. See you tomorrow night, inshallah. Let's keep our prayers up, our five prayers, and our fasting the best we can. We pray for each other.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam. I'm sleeping now.